Jess Clayman here for Weekend Brekkie on 2SCR 107.3. Now, forests are the keepers of secrets, mysteries and legends, a primordial place where life flows and reinvigorates its ancient cycles of life and death and renewal. In contemporary Australia, forests have been stripped of their vital role as providers of habitats where nature conjures her majestic rhythms of life long for itself, for short-sighted economic gain. On the phone this morning, we are joined by Peter Robinson. He's the National Campaigner for the Wilderness Society, sharing his thoughts about the future of Australia's old-growth forests and the role of the Forest Embassy. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Now, tell us about the Forest Embassy. What is it? How did it start?
So the Forest Embassy is basically an alliance of local groups, local conservation groups, local community groups, mainly in the southeast of New South Wales. Well, that's where it originated from. And they have now sort of set themselves up, I suppose, to play a role in promoting the protection of forests at a national level. So they're a group of volunteers in local communities up and down the New South Wales forest coast, and they're doing their best on behalf of all of us to better protect forests around Australia.
And is that a case of lobbying politicians? Is it a case of building social awareness?
Look, it's a lot of things. Obviously, there is already widespread concern in the community about the continued destruction of our forests, mainly for wood chips and other low-value products. So the concern is there. It's a question of translating that into political outcomes. And obviously, with a New South Wales election coming up in just a few weeks, and also with a federal election coming along in a couple of months, this is, as usual, our opportunity as the public of Australia to make our views and concerns known to our candidates and politicians or would-be politicians. So it's an incredibly important time for people to start doing that.
Absolutely. This election seems to be one that's being fought on a few things, and the environment is kind of being left at the wayside, in my personal opinion. Do you think politicians are paying enough attention to the destruction of forest land here in Australia?
Definitely not. It's an area that, you know, it has been the subject of ongoing controversy and conflict for many decades, and most politicians, you know, want to avoid it if they can, except, of course, for some notable exceptions like the Greens Party, for example. But the two bigger parties, by and large, want to ignore the environment as a whole. But having said that, recently at its national conference in Adelaide, the Federal Labor Party committed to some important environment policies, such as the creation of new environment laws nationally, and also the creation of a new environment protection authority at a national level, which would play a stronger role in regulating environmental activities across Australia. So Labor has made some important announcements, but not specifically relating to forests, unfortunately. Mm. And the coalition has just largely just got its head buried in the sand as far as it possibly can, and trying not to hear or speak anything to do with the environment.
You mentioned before wood chips and low-value wood products. Is that the biggest, I guess, threat to our native forests here, especially in New South Wales?
Look, logging is a huge threat. I mean, there are literally tens of thousands of hectares of native forests across New South Wales being logged every year. And when I say logged, I mean clear felled or using logging prescriptions, which are pretty much the same as clear felling. So it's having a massive impact, and we're seeing that the impacts, you know, in terms of the decline of species like koalas and greater gliders and swift parrots, etc. So logging is having a huge impact, not just in New South Wales, but also in Victoria, Tasmania and in Western Australia. At the same time as this is happening, of course, statistics from the Federal Department of economics shows that 80% or over 80% of all the timber that is produced in Australia now is coming from plantations, mostly pine plantations. So we already have a very, very large and efficient alternative resource for our wood products needs, and that is plantations. So there shouldn't be any reason to continue logging native forests, but unfortunately the native forest logging industry does have access at high levels to government. And as a result of that, we see the continued destruction into the future as things stand at the moment.
Now, tell us about the National Forest Uprising.
Yes, so the National Forest Uprising is a name that's been given to a campaign that's going to run from now right through to the federal election. There are many, many different organisations and groups and individuals across Australia that have signed up to participate in the National Forest Uprising. The purpose is simply to demonstrate the depth and breadth of public concern about the continued destruction of native forests all around Australia. And so the Forest Embassy website that people can visit has listed now several pages of events that are being organised under this umbrella of the National Forest Uprising. And I certainly encourage people all around Australia to check in on that website regularly and attend events in your local area, because there are, for example, candidates forums on the environment being held all across New South Wales over the next month or so, up in the north coast, down on the south coast and around Sydney. And I really encourage people to get along to those events, and you can find all the details on the Forest Embassy website. So it's a way of engaging people, bringing people together and getting people to act collectively to protect what's left of our native forest estate.
I think that it's a wonderful time to reassess what we know about forests and logging, and really assess how we can help the situation, especially leading up to an election. It is a time where we can enact some change. Peter, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, Jess.
That was Peter Robertson. He's a national campaigner for the Wilderness Society on the upcoming forest campaigns. It's called National Forest Uprising. We'll pop some details on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com, if you want to find out more fantastic stuff.